晚安。
Good evening to everyone.
我差一点就忘记我要上来正道。
I almost forgot that I'm supposed to give some encouragement.
因为我还被那个美妙的歌声啊，在我脑筋里旋绕着。
For I was lost in the lyrics.
感觉是呢，他们唱得很好。Really
praise and thank God for such beautiful voices.
现在奉主的圣名呢，来为他做见证。Now
in the name of Jesus Christ, we'd like to testify for him.
根据统计调查
According to a survey,
全美国呢有 9.8% 的成人呢罹患的忧郁症。
9.8% of the adults in the United States suffer through depression.
那我们当中可能没有这种经验。
Perhaps not many of us has ever been depressed.
那事实上呢，每一个人呢，一生当中呢，多少都会有忧郁症的时候。
But study shows when a person goes through his or her life, it's very likely for him or her to go through depression.
那深度的忧郁症呢，是很难治愈的。
Of course, the depression itself is not very easy to heal.
阿根廷有位姐妹呢，她还没信主的时候以前呢，就是有忧郁症。
We have a sister who lives in Argentina. Before she came to believe the world, she suffered through depression as well.
她先生呢，做生意。
Her husband was a businessman.
做得很好。
Very, very successful businessman.
他们有一间很漂亮的房子。
They have a very beautiful house.
是大概4层楼。
It's about 4 stories high.
在地上层的顶端有个很美丽的阳台。
And on the top of it, you will find a very beautiful balcony.
他们曾经请我去他们家吃过饭。
So they have once invited me to their house for dinner.
所以这位太太呢，这个没有什么理由烦恼的。
So maybe you would think she'll have no reason to be depressed with.
她先生很疼她。
Her husband really loves her dearly.
她那个女儿啊，非常乖巧。Her
daughter is very, very obedient.
所以我们看起来没有什么理由啊，听起来没有什么理由让她可以烦恼的地方。
So seems to us there should be no reason for her to go through depression.
可是她就是罹患忧郁症。
But unfortunately, she was infected with the depression.
那到后来呢，她甚至不能够煮饭。
Even to the point at the end, she could not even cook.
她说她那个连锅子啊都拿不起来。
She said she can't even have the strength to hold on to a pot.
她要切菜也没有力量去切菜。
She doesn't have any strength to cut the veggies.
我从来还没有听过这种忧郁症是那么严重的。
I never personally have never heard anything that severe.
她很痛苦。She
was in a lot of pain.
她跳不出来。She
cannot get out of it.
感谢主啊，后来有人介绍主耶稣基督福音给她。
Praise and thank God, the wonderful news of God was actually preached. To her household. She came to our church to listen.
信徒帮她祷告。
Members prayed for her.
她得到圣灵以后,
After she received the Holy Spirit,
她就改变了。
She transformed.
从那个漩涡当中跳出来。
She actually jumped out from this dilemma.
因为主耶稣赏赐给她喜乐。
For God has given her this true joy.
她进到神的国度里。
She entered into the kingdom of God.
她接受合法的洗礼。
She went through the legit baptism.
得到应许的圣灵。
And received the promised Holy Spirit.
她就得到喜乐。
Therefore, joy came upon her.
从此就改变她一生了。
Ever since then, her life has changed.
她本来是生活在黑暗当中。
Originally, she found herself in darkness.
她没有什么指望的。
There was no hope for her.
整天就是忧闷着。
Every day, she would be depressed.
她没有办法煮饭给她先生吃。
She was unable to cook for her family.
她没有办法煮饭给孩子吃。
She was unable to cook for the children.
什么事情都不能做。
There's nothing she could do.
一个好的人呢，你看他觉得痛苦了。Now
think about it. She was physically normal.
她脑筋是很清楚的。
She has a clear brain.
她不想这样子的。She
doesn't want to be like this.
可是没办法。But
she was helpless.
全美国有九点八percent 的成人呢，就是这样子。9.8%
of the Americans suffer through depression.
他们没有盼望。They
don't have any hope.
很可怜。Very
pitiful.
但是神的应许是怎么样呢?
But what is the promise of God?
神的应许是邀请大家能够来到他的国度里。
He invites all of us to come to his kingdom.
享受他的国。
To enjoy his peace.
享受他赏赐给大家的平安。
To enjoy this peace he's about to give to all of us.
享受他赏赐给大家的喜乐。
And to enjoy this joy.
我们人是很尊贵的。
We as humans, we're very precious.
我们跟动物不一样。
We are different from animals.
我们是万物之灵长。
We are the leaders and rulers of all.
我们身份是很特别的。
Our statuses are very high.
因为我们是中年人。
For we are humans.
我们有思考的能力。
We have the ability to think.
所以我们理所当然要享受喜乐。
Therefore, it is right for us to enjoy this peace.
可是人心啊，人心很硬。
Unfortunately, we as humans, we are often very stubborn.
不接受神的邀请。
We don't want to accept His invitation.
那这是神的邀请啊，再次呼吁大家来进到他的国度里。
So once again, he invites all of us to come into his kingdom.
享受他赏赐给我们喜乐。
To enjoy this peace he is about to give us.
诶，那神的国是什么？
So what is the kingdom of God?
我们为什么不讲美国？
Why don't we talk about the United States, for
example? 为什么不讲中国、日本？
Why don't we talk about Japan or China?
因为这个地面上的国度啊，没有一个国家真正能够带给我们喜乐的。
For all these physical kingdoms, none of them can bring us this true peace.
我们想想，我们住在美国多久？
Let's think about how long we have been living in this
land. 美国是个美丽的国度啊。
The kingdom of America is a beautiful
land. 是很多人所羡慕的。
It's a land which is longed by many after.
老师，我们想想，我们一生当中啊，有几天是真正快乐的日子
？But let's think about it. How many days of our lives are we actually happy every day?
很少，你自己算一算。
It's not many.
但是在神的国度里，每天都可以过着很快乐的生活。
But in the kingdom of God, every day you will live in joy.
我们慈爱神啊，在呼召大家出来。
Our merciful Father is calling each one of us.
走开那个。很不平安的社会
to depart from this world which will not give you the peace
啊，进到他的国度里
and enter into his kingdom
我们请看罗马书十五章
let's turn to book of Romans chapter 15
罗马书十五章的十三节
Romans 15 let's read verse 13
罗马书十五章十三节
Romans 15 verse 13
但愿使人有盼望的神因信因信将诸般的喜乐平安啊，充满你们的心使你们借着圣灵的能力大有盼望
Now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you mayabound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
慈爱的神要让人有盼望。
Our merciful God should grant you this hope.
因为盼望在他那里。
Because hope lies in his hand.
要怎么样得到平安跟喜乐呢？
So what is the secret to obtain joy and peace?
一个方法很简单。
It's very simple.
不用钱的。
It does not cost you any dime.
不用任何代价。
It will cost you nothing.
只要你做一件事情。
There's only one thing you need to do.
这件事情也是很简单。
That thing is very simple as well.
但是很多人就不愿意这样子做。
But if you look around us today, many people refuse to do though.
什么样的事情呢?
What is this thing?
信耶稣啊。
By believing in him.
所以圣经说啊，使你有盼望的神，因着信将诸般将各样不同的喜乐平安啊，赏赐给我们。
That's why it says in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit.
全世界哪一个团体他可以说，只要你们信我，你信我这个公司。我就能够将诸般的喜乐平安赏赐给你。
Now, which other company in this world can proclaim strongly by saying, "As long as you believe, I will give you all the peace and joy of this world"?
有些公司说，哎，这个时刻呢，你们来的话，我就给你免费的一台索尼电脑。
Now, some company might advertise during a certain period of time that if you come, and we'll give you a free laptop.
啊，可能索尼电脑你拿回去要三天都不能够用了。
Perhaps one day your laptop will break down.
啊，你又很生气，又要拿回去退，很麻烦。
You be agitated, and it's very tiresome to go through the return process.
麻烦有，平安没有啊。
Now you have troubles, and where do your peace go?
你要平安，哪里有喜乐呢
？Now if you don't have peace, how can you be joyful?
所以世界上任何一个团体呀、啊，都不能够带给我们真正的平安跟喜乐。
Therefore, no organization in this world can proclaim that they will give you this peace and joy.
只要神，只要我们信他，我们就能够平安，得到平安跟喜乐。
Our source is God, and as long as we believe in Him, we have entered the source of peace and joy.
以前有一个人叫做亚伯拉罕。
Originally, there was a man by the name of Abraham.
他七十五岁的时候，天上神呢、啊、就告诉他，要给他一个儿子。
When he was 7 years old, the Father in heaven appeared to him and said, "I shall grant you a son."
那时候他的太太不能够生育。
At that time, his wife was barren.
因为他太太已经65岁了。
For she was already 65 years old.
已经过了那个生育的年龄。
It's passing her cycle already.
神告诉他要给他一个儿子。
But God promised him a son I should give you.
他们也傻傻的就一点一点的等了，一点一点的等候。
So of course, these two old couples wait year after year.
等到80岁还没有消息。
Nothing came down when he reached 80.
亚伯罕等到90岁还是没有消息。
Nothing happened when he reached 90.
他在等啊。
He kept waiting.
可是他相信神告诉他的话。
But he believed in his heart the words of God.
因为神很清楚地告诉他说要给你一个儿子。
For God told me clearly that I will give you a son.
他等到99岁。
When Abraham reached 99 years old,
神在告诉他。
God told him again.
你不要灰心。
Do not lose heart.
我是全能的神。
For I am the Almighty God.
什么叫做全能的神？
So what does it mean to become Almighty?
全世界有哪一个神？我们所知道那些咱们关公什么神，哪一个神他说我是全能的神。
Which other gods of all other denomination claims that he is almighty?
没有人敢这样子宣称呢。
No one dares to make such proclamation.
只有这位独一的神他敢这样子说我是全能的神。
Only this one true God whom we worship made such proclamation that I am almighty.
你要相信我。
You must believe in me.
结果亚伯兰真的是相信。
And Abraham truly believed.
一直相信。
And he believed ever since then.
我们请看罗马书。
Let's turn to Romans.
罗马书第四章。
Romans chapter 4.
罗马书第四章十九节。
Romans chapter 4, that's read verse 19.
我们请看十七节。
Start from verse 17.
罗马书第四章十七节。
Romans 4, 17.
十七。可以看看板子啊，这个板子也有圣经。
We have some verses projected on the wall.
十七啊，亚伯拉罕所信的是叫那死人复活使无变为有的神，他在主面前做我们世人的父，如经上所记，我已经立你做多国的父。十八
，18，
他在无可指望的时候能信啊，因信仍有指望，就得以做多国的父，正如先前所说的，您的后裔将要如此。十九节
，Verse 19，
他将近百岁的时候。虽然想到自己的身体如同已死，的确，挪已死已经一百岁了。
Right here talks about he's 100 years old. What else could he have done?
他撒拉的生育已经断绝了，就没有办法生育的。
And Sarah was barren.
因为他，撒拉年纪少他十岁而已啊，已经九十岁了。
For right here, Sarah was 90 years old.
但是呢，他的信心呢还是不软弱。二十节
，Verse 20，
并且仰望神的应许，总没有因不信心里起着疑惑。反倒因信啊，反倒因信，心里得以坚固，将荣耀归给神。二十一
，21，
而且呢，满心相信，神所应许的必然成就。这个就是信心的宝贵的。
Right here we can see how precious our faith is.
他所相信的神是叫那死人复活、使无变为有的神。
Now the God whom Abraham believing is the one that can resurrect the dead alive.
这个叫做全能的神。
This is what we call Almighty God.
亚伯兰他信神呢。
Abraham believed in God.
他相信神告诉他的话。
He believed in every word he told him.
虽然他年纪已经很大了。
Even though his age was advanced.
他没有一点的怀疑。
He never had any doubts.
这种人不简单啊。
So it is not easy to do.
可是这种人就会得到福气啊。
But if you can do so, you will be blessed.
他相信到底。
He believed till the end.
圣经说他满心相信。
The Bible says he believed wholeheartedly.
他的心呢，就是一百分的话，他是一百分的相信呢。
If he has 100% to give, that's all he gave.
没有丝毫的怀疑。
There was only doubts.
真的，他一百岁的时候，他就生了一个儿子。
And that story tells us when he reached 100 years old, he received a son.
这个故事没有到时就结束了。
Of course, the story did not end over here.
我们教会有一对夫妻啊。
We have a couple in our church.
他们结婚以后。
After they are married.
他们。没有什么计划生育的。
Of course, they don't have any immediate plan for a child.
过了一年以后。
A year later.
他们的长辈要说，什么时候要让我抱孙子的。
So, the elders went to them and said, when can I expect a grandchildren?
我们做祖父母的是不是也是这样问呢？
Do we sometimes ask our children as well?
问我们的子女什么时候让我抱孙子的。
We ask them, when can I expect my grandson?
他们快点快点的。
Of course, they reply by saying, soon.
没有什么消息啊。
Actually, they did not have any plan.
那第二点呢？他们长辈在问。
One more year, and the same question was raised.
什么时候让他抱孙子啊？
When are the grandchildren coming?
这个时候，年轻人不会紧张，因为才结婚两年而已嘛。
Of course, because they were young couples, they have nothing to worry about. It's only been 2 years since the wedding.
第三年，他们长辈在问说什么时候要让他抱孙子。
Same question was raised again on the third year.
他们没有计划生育啊。
Of course, it was still not on their agenda.
所以他们没有什么节育的。
Therefore, there is no babies.
可是呢，到第三年还是不能够生啊。
But on the third year, they find they could not have a child.
第一年不会紧张，第二年也不会紧张，第三年就有点紧张了。
Now the first and second year, they did not care. On the third year, they actually started to worry.
这对夫妻就决定去找医生了。
检查看看。
So this young couple decided to pay a visit to the doctor.
看看到底是谁的问题啊
？So whose problem is this？
结果啊，检查出来是这个太太的问题。
He found out the problem lies in the wife.
哇，那时候简直啊不能够接受了，怎么会这样子的
？And this news was unbearable to them.
但是这个先生啊很好啊。
But the husband was very kind.
先生告诉太太
，He told her.
不管怎么样，我还是爱你的。
I will still love you regardless.
哇，这个对太太是一个最大鼓励的。
Of course, to her, this is the greatest thing she could get.
然后他们就想到亚伯拉罕的故事。
Then they were reminded of the story of Abraham.
所以我说亚伯拉罕故事不是到这时就结束了。
They told themselves that the story did not end.
亚伯拉罕的故事还在继续着，一直持续到今天呢。
Because his story continues until today.
所以他们就效法亚伯拉罕的精神。
Therefore, they follow his spirit.
他满心相信。
They believe wholeheartedly.
只要神愿意的话，他们就能够生了。
That if God wills, they will conceive.
他们就真正祷告，两个夫妻一起祷告。
Husband and wife pray side by side.
第一年也是没有什么结果了。
The next year, nothing happened.
第二年也没有什么结果。
Second year later, nothing happened.
到第三年以后
，until the third year,
有结果了。
Something occurred.
太太就怀孕了。
The wife was pregnant.
她的怀孕后啊，在预产期已经快到了，就去医院了。
When she was nearly due, she went to the hospital.
医生说这个必须要开刀啊。要剖腹生产。
The doctor said you have to go through a surgery, to give birth.
当医生开刀以后
，after the operation，
他看到，你这个太太本来是不能够生育的，你怎么会生啊
？He realized that originally you were in barren. How is it possible that you were pregnant？
医生啊，觉得很奇妙啊。
The doctor was greatly amused.
按照你身体的状况，生理状况看起来你是不会生的。
Now based on your body structure, it is impossible to you for you to bear a child.
生就生了嘛。
Of course, the child was.
但是医生告诉他。
But the doctor told her.
你只能够生一个。
You can only have one child in your life.
因为你这个是很特殊的。
For this is a miracle.
感谢神。
Praise and thank God.
过了几天以后。
A few years later.
要怀孕了。
She was pregnant again.
生两个。
Now she has two child.
感谢主啊。
Praise and thank God.
本来是不能够生的。
Originally she was embarrassed.
不能生不是医生用猜的了。
And of course it was not a guess by the doctor.
是医生剖腹一看，你竟然是不能生的。
And it was confirmed actually when he had surgery. And how come she was pregnant?
还告诉他您这个生一个。
And now one after another one.
没有机会生第二个。
Now she told her you have no chance. Now the second one was born.
可是亚伯拉罕的故事在继续发生了。
But the story of Abraham lasts until today.
只要你有亚伯拉罕这种信心。
As long as today you have the same faith as him.
只要你满心相信。
Today, if you can believe fully.
说信耶稣很简单。
That's why believing Jesus is easy.
不用做什么事情。
There's nothing you need to do.
你不需要有什么能力。
You don't need to have a lot of power.
不需要什么金钱。
A lot of money.
不需要什么教育背景。
You don't need higher educational backgrounds.
只要你相信。
You simply have to believe.
像亚伯拉罕一样满心相信。
Like how Abraham believed wholeheartedly.
因为我们所相信的神是全能的神。
For the God whom we believe in is almighty.
只要相信他能够就能够配合。
If you believe him, he will work with you.
就能够成就我们所求的。
And what we seek and what we ask will be fulfilled.
我们再请看彼得前书。
Let's turn to 1 Peter.
彼得前书第一章。
1 Peter chapter 1.
第八节。
Verse
8. 彼得前书第一章第八节。
1 Peter chapter 1, let's read verse 8.
你们虽然没有见过他，却是爱他。如今虽不得见不得看见，却因信他，就是说不出来，满了荣光的大喜的。
Whom have you not seen you love, though now you do not see him, yet believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
这个他就指着耶稣基督啊。
Now this him refers to Jesus Christ.
请问谁看过耶稣呢
？Now let me ask you this: Which one of you have seen Jesus?
今天那么多的基督徒，有谁看过耶稣
？Today many Christians around the world. How many of them has witnessed Jesus?
当然没有看过啊。
Of course, not many.
你也没看过，我也没看过。
I have not seen it.
可是呢，圣经说啊，这个彼得他说，你们虽然没有看过他
，But the Bible Peter tells us, though you have not seen him,
确实爱他
，yet believing you love him.
就是到如今呢，你们也是没有办法看他的。
Even until today, we do not see God.
因为他已经升天的。
For he has already ascended to heaven.
你们虽然是看不到有耶稣这么一个人
，Even though you do not see this character, Jesus.
可是你们相信我所传的
，yet you believe in what I preach.
因为
彼得他曾经看过耶稣呢
for Peter has seen Jesus with his eyes.
他是耶稣的门徒
He was his disciple.
他跟耶稣要跟随三年多的时间
Peter followed Jesus for 3 years.
他看过耶稣
He's seen him.
他把耶稣的事情啊，就告诉其他的人
Therefore, he could share with everyone what happened to him.
啊，其他的人没有看过
The other ones have never seen Jesus.
只是听彼得说而已
They can merely hear.
可是他就相信，这些人就相信
Yet they believed.
啊，就相信有什么结果呢？
So what was the consequence of they believing?
说因信他就要说不出来，满了荣光的大喜乐。
Yes, believing you rejoice with joy inexpressible and full of glory.
喜乐从哪里而来？
Where did this joy come from?
从信耶稣而来，从相信而来。
It comes from believing in Jesus Christ.
荣光的大喜乐是说不出来，很难形容的大喜乐。
Now this glory is inexpressible.
我们住新房子。
Today, if we live in a new house,
有没有满了？说不出来满有荣光大喜乐
Do you find yourself having this expression inexpressible joy?
没有啊
Perhaps not
过了几天以后你就很烦啊房子那么大要清理 很麻烦啊
A few years later perhaps you will find it is more tiresome to clean the house than to be happy with it
你的庭院很大
You have a huge yard 你关
照多了才要整理庭院是很麻烦的
Every season you must clean your yard
那什么喜乐
How joyful is that?
反而是很麻烦，很烦恼的。
Now it's very tiresome.
但是信耶稣就要说不出来。
But if you believe in Jesus, you will have this inexpressible joy.
我们西方社会的很会表达。
Now living in an Eastern society, we are very good at explaining ourselves.
有时候先生啊，早上出去上班。
For example, if the husband goes to work in the morning,
太太在家里。
The wife stays home.
先生就要跟太太啊亲个嘴。
The husband will kiss the wife goodbye.
So I love you.
Said I love you.
我们中国人几个人要上班以前跟太太亲个嘴，再说 I love you.
Now, how many of us Chinese kiss our wife before we go and say I love you?
啊，先生们，几个人有这样做的，请举手。
If you have, please raise your hand.
举手，不要害羞。
Let's not be shy.
真的没有人呢、啊。
It is not something you will see every day.
这个改进。不过没关系。
We have a lot of opportunity in here.
这个西方社会是比较会表达。
But Eastern society stresses how we explain and show ourselves.
那东方社会没有这样的做，并不表示不爱太太。
But just because you live in a Western world doesn't mean you do not love your wife.
因为我们的爱是放在心里头。
For we put our love in our heart.
是说不出来的爱。
This is something that's inexpressible.
说不出来那个难以表达的爱才是厉害的。
So the inexpressible love
才是最高级的。
It's the highest one.
什么中国人爱是最高级的。
That's why the love for the Chinese is great as well.
啊、阿根廷有位执事啊，他开照相馆。
There's a deacon of ours in Argentina who owns a photo place.
啊，有些阿根廷的本地的人啊，他们就拍那个结婚照。
So a lot of the local Argentinians they would take wedding pictures.
啊，请他洗照片。
And ask them to develop them.
那、啊、洗好了，隔天呢、啊、已经洗好了。
And after the second day it was finished developing.
应该是可以来拿的。
Originally can come and receive them.
可是那对新婚的夫妻啊，好久都没去拿照片。
And he was quite perplexed because after a long time, this newlywed couples never came and pick up the photos.
我们这位执事啊，就打电话去啊。
So this deacon of ours actually called.
照片洗好了，怎么还不来拿
？And say, why don't you come and pick up your photos?
啊，这一对太太说啊。
So the wife said,
不用拿，我们已经离婚了。
I don't think there's any more need because we are divorced now.
隔天呢、啊，结婚的隔天就离婚了。
Now they divorced the day after they wed.
结婚的当天还在亲亲我爱你啊，你爱我啊。
Cops on the same day they still kiss and say I love you。
我们信耶稣啊，就有说不出来满有荣光的大喜乐。
Today when you believe in Jesus, you will experience this inexpressible joy。
这那是很喜乐的事情啊。
It is something very joyful and happy。
你不相信的话，我讲几个见证给你听。
If you don't believe, I can share with you some stories and testimonies。
看你要是我的话，喜乐不喜乐？
And perhaps you should try to put yourself in my shoes and see if you're happy.
我的车子啊，2007年的年初啊，被撞了。
And I actually got into an accident in the beginning of 2007.
因为我太太呀、啊，要开自己车子、啊、开车，然后送信徒，星期六、啊、送信徒回家的路上啊，车子被后面的车子撞了。
I recall it was a Saturday evening.When my wife was driving the car to take some members home, and she got rear-ended.
这个车子不能够修理啊。
Of course, it was claim salvage.
所以保险公司啊就要赔我们7000块。
So the insurance wanted to pay me 7,000.
啊，没有车子开不行，因为他要上班呢、啊。
And of course, I cannot leave without vehicle because we need to work every day.
所以我们就花些时间啊，出去 shopping， 出去买看车子。
So we spent some time going car shopping.
那去看车的时候啊，去看车子的时候，我就问老板啊，问那个卖车子的人说，啊，这个车子这个款式，你多少能够卖给我们
？So I asked this particular salesman, so how much for this particular model are you willing to give me?
他说不对啊，你要告诉我，看你多少钱要买。
He said you should be the one who's offering me the price.
我说不对，好像你要告诉我多少钱，你能够卖呀、啊、
？So I said, since you're the one who's selling it, what you should have the price in mind.
他说不是。你要告诉我们看你多少钱要买。
He said it doesn't work this way. You offer first.
好，那我就看那个价格表啊。
So I look at the price chart.
我说杀价2000块。
So I wanted to deduct 2,000 from the original price.
他说不行啊，太多啊，我们那么好赚。
He said it's too much. If I give you 2,000, where is the revenue?
他说你要良心一点啊，不要让我们亏本啊。
He said you must have a conscience. I have to eat too.
好，那我们就去找第二家。
So we went to the second one.
一样的事情发生啊，我是告诉他说啊，多少钱你可以卖。
Same thing happened. I asked him, so how much will you sell this vehicle for?
他还是说您要讲说您多少钱要买呀、
啊、They replied the same question. You should offer me with the price first.
结果是没有结果的。
And we did not reach a conclusion.
我们再去第三家。
We went to the third one.
也是一样啊，你看你多少钱要买。
Same thing happened.
可是我们出价钱以后，他就说啊，不行啊，这个价钱不能够卖给你。
Every time when we offer a price, they refused.
啊，很灰心呢、啊。
So we were very disheartened.
但是呢，主耶稣告诉我们呢
，But the Lord Jesus told us，
不要灰心，在我里面有盼望，有希望。
You should not lose heart, for you should have hope.
我要赏赐给你平安喜乐。
I will give you this peace and joy.
啊，圣灵中的喜乐，对不对
？The joy in Holy Spirit.
我在祷告啊。
So I prayed.
我在祷告以后
，After I prayed，
我在看啊、看报纸啊。
I one day was reading the newspaper.
隔天要出去访问两家。
I select two locations of which I will visit.
那大概早上我就去了第一家。
So in the morning, I went to the first location.
啊，我是一样说啊，这个车款啊，这个样子的车子，你多少钱能够卖给我
？So again, I approached the salesman, asking, "So how much would you sell me this particular year and model?"
哇，这个经理叫他是很认真的。
Of course, the sales manager was very serious.
啊，这个他不一样，他不再问你说，哎，你应该说你多少钱要买呀、啊、
？So this time, he didn't ask me the same question of which others asked me.
他说进到他的办公室里。
He said, "Why don't you come into my office?"
哇，拿着计算机啊。
He took out his calculator.
很认真的算，啪啪啪啪。
We can see he punched his numbers.
啊，等一下就出来。
And when the numbers came out,
他说好，我们决定了这个车子啊，这个车款啊，就以这样的价钱卖给你。
He said after my calculation for this particular year and model, this is the price I will settle.
那我看了以后啊，比原来他贴在那个车子上的价钱少了6000块。
But when I look at it, it was 6,000 less than the sticker window price.
不用讲什么话，你看，好不好的价钱呢、啊？
Of course,
好啊，你看少6000块
，6,000 less。
哇，我就想说，哎，到底是对不对？是不是现在每个人都是这样子的
？So I was perplexed and quite questionable.
所以我再去第二家。
So I went to the second one.
因为我要看看是不是神的帮助，是不是来自神的帮助
？Because I want to see if it's actually the help of God.
所以我再去第二家。
So I went to the second location.
结果第二家我话还没问完，他就跟我吵架。
So second one, before I even finish my sentence, we go into an argument.
他说你们这些消费者哈、啊，只是为了10块钱呐、啊，这比价比来比去。
I said you consumers always argue for $10.
你们真没良心呐、啊、
！You lost your conscience.
我说啊，我买车子啊是要看你的态度，你这样态度，我怎么你这便宜我不想跟你买呀、啊、
？I said I buy because of your attitude. Even if you give me a discount, I will not buy it.
啊，我说赶快打电话给我太太。
Then I call my wife.
说赶快来签约呀、啊、
！Come and sign the contract.
要感谢主。
Praise and thank the Lord.
少于那个价钱的6000块就跟他买了。
I settled for a car that's 6,000 less than the window price.
所以你看，我们信靠神。
So let's look at how we trust in God. If you pray to Him,
你满心相信。
You fully believed.
神的话不会让我们落空的，不会让我们得到羞耻的。
God's word will never lead you to shame, and His words will not fall in vain.
你看，说不出来荣光到喜乐了。
Now let's look at this inexpressible joy.
车子不是坏车的，很好车子的，现在还在开。
Now this is a good car. This is not an antique.
车子状况还很好啊。
Even though it was going into an accident, it was still a good car.
感谢神。
Praise and thank God.
啊，有一次我女儿告诉我。
One time, my daughter told me.
说她用的那间厕所的马桶啊坏掉了。
She said the toilet in the restroom is broken.
那为什么坏掉呢？因为那个啊 flush 以后呢，那个水啊一直流个不停啊，不会自己停止。
For after you flush the toilet, the water will not stop flushing.
那我就去看一看呢、啊。
So I went and take a look.
啊，真的水啊不会停啊，因为那个球升上了以后，那个水应该是要停嘛，对不对？可是呢，升上去以后，水还是一直流啊。
Usually, if you know the mechanism of the toilet, as long as the buoy rises to the top, the water will stop. But this is not the case.
好，我就拿那个什么 screwdriver 那个拿螺丝起子。
So I took some screwdrivers.
还有 hammer， 还有铁锤。
Some hammer.
啊，这样敲敲打打。
And I was trying to work my magic.
还是不行啊。
It didn't work.
那我就想说，哎，可能要整座哈换掉。
So perhaps I thought I need to switch a whole toilet.
可是整座换掉，我发现哎。这个要弄水管，把水管拔掉才能够整座换掉啊！哎，很麻烦。
Then realize if you want to disconnect the toilet, you have to disconnect the tubings.
看起来行不通啊。
Then I don't think this is the best way.
怎么办呢
？What should I do？
哎，就想到祷告吧。
And prayer came to my mind.
哦，就祷告啊。
So I knelt down and prayed.
啊，祷告以后再试一试。
After prayer, I tried it one more time.
我就 flush.
And I flushed.
哎，可以的。
Guess what？
水这个停了。
The water stopped.
球上来以后水就停了。
After the buoy rose to the top, the water stopped.
到现在都已经好，到现在还是好好的。
And until then, it's working 100%.
两年了。
It's been 2 years.
喜乐不喜乐啊
？Do you think I'm happy or not?
很喜乐的。
Of course I am.
你要是我的话，喜乐不喜乐
？Would you be happy if you were me?
所以这个信念是说，只要你相信。
It is true that as long as you believe.
你就说不出来完全荣光跟喜乐的。
You should be given this inexpressible joy and glory.
信念是好不好
？How wonderful is it to believe in Jesus? Of course, it's good.
只要你相信。
As long as you believe.
成则灵嘛，不成则不灵啊。
It only works if you believe.
所以你相信就会实现，你不相信的话，什么都不会发生。
So you believe it will be fulfilled. If you do not believe, nothing will ever happen.
所以要怎么得到喜乐呢
？So what is the secret to obtain this joy?
相信。
To believe in Jesus Christ.
满心相信。
And fully believe in him.
我们再来看约翰一书。
Turn to 1 John.
约翰一书第一章第四节。
1 John chapter 1, that's 3 verse 4.
约翰一书第一章第四节。
1 John chapter 1, verse 4.
我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
And these things we write to you that your joy may be full.
我们再来看第一节。
That's 3 verse 1.
论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼见过、亲所摸过的。
That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and with our hands have handled.Concerning the word of life.
第三
Verse 3.
我们将所看见所听见的传给你们使你们与我们相交我们乃是与父并他儿子耶稣基督相交
That which we have seen and heard we declare to you that you may also have fellowship with us and truly our fellowship is with our Father and with his Son Jesus Christ.
这个约翰一书的作者啊约翰
Now John was the author of John
他是主耶稣的门徒
He was also an apostle of God.
他跟主耶稣一起学习过。
He has followed Jesus before.
他听过他的道理。
He has heard his teachings.
他看见过他。
He has witnessed Jesus.
他摸过他的手。
He even held his hand.
所以他很了解耶稣。
Therefore, he understood Jesus clearly.
他对耶稣的道理很清楚。
He had a full understanding towards his truth.
可是耶稣已经升天了。
But now Jesus has already ascended.
耶稣不能够他亲自啊来教训人们来讲道。
Now Jesus cannot ascend again.Descend again and teach himself.
所以他就拜托这些他的学生啊出去传道了。
So he sent out his students to preach for him.
那出去传有时候写信比较快呀。
Sometimes it's easier if you send out evangelism.
因为写信可以写给很多人呢。
Because you can write to many at once.
那去的话一次每一次去啊只能够去一个地方。
Now if you want to go to a certain location, you can only go to one place at a time.
所以第四节说啊。
That's why in verse
4. 我们将这些话，我所知道，我所看过，所听见的。亲手所摸过的这些事情啊，写给你们。
All these we have heard and seen and touched with our hand, we are writing them to you.
使你们的喜乐充足。
That your joy may be full.
所以神的话，就耶稣基督的教训啊，使徒约翰就写给那些人啊，写给接受的人啊，信徒啊，能够使他们喜乐满足。
So right here we can see Elder John wrote all these words of God, which are his grace and his blessings to all those who believed in him, so their joy may be full.
所以在神的国度要怎么能够得到喜乐
？So how can we obtain this joy in kingdom of God？
就是读神的话语呀、
啊。One thing we could do is read His words。
神的话语能够滋润人的心。
The words of God will nourish our heart。
大家有住过旅馆的话，就有这个经验呐、啊。旅馆啊，每一个旅馆的房间啊，都有一本圣经。
Now you have been to a hotel, then perhaps you realize there is a Bible in the drawer。
那就是从一个人的想法，一个人的观念呢、啊。
Of course, such action originated from a thought of one man.
他本来是没有信耶稣的。
Originally, this man was not a believer.
可是他后来信耶稣以后
later on, when he came to believe,
他看圣经那么好啊。
He realized how wonderful this Bible is.
他对圣经很喜欢。
He really loved the words in it.
他说说啊，应该当每一个人都能够读到圣经啊。
So he said, everyone should have access to a Bible.
所以他就把他所开的旅馆呢，这个每个房间呢，放一本圣经。
Therefore, every other hotel he opened, there will be a Bible in the room.
这个现在就变成一种习惯了。
So it becomes a costume now.
大家都这样做。
Everybody does it.
每个旅馆都放一本圣经。
If you go to every hotel, every room, you will find a Bible somewhere.
很多人因为这样子得到鼓励，得到造就啊。
And many of them actually were edified through it.
很多人去住旅馆。
Many travelers went and stayed at the hotel. They're very tired.
很多人已经准备要自杀。
Some have nowhere to go because they have hit the end of their road.
可是看到圣经以后。
But when they see this Bible,
心灵都知道滋润了。
Their hearts were once again nourished.
本来是很枯干的心灵啊。
Originally, it was very dry and very painful.
很干渴的心灵。
Very thirsty.
很无助的心灵。
Very hopeless.
已经失望了。
They have hit the end. They have decided to end their lives. Nowhere to go.
现在看到神的话语。
Now the word of God was placed before them.
再重新点燃新的希望。
It can rekindle their heart.
人只要是没有盼望的话，很可怜呢。
Now today, if we live without hope, it is indeed very pitiful.
这是一个真实的故事啊。
This is a true story.
有一对夫妻啊，他们本来是很有钱。
One time there is a very wealthy couple.
可是不晓得怎么样，他们的生意啊忽然失败。
But out of nowhere, all of a sudden their business crashed.
啊，失败得很惨啊。
They took a very, very bad hit.
他们三餐都有问题啊。
To the point that they have to worry about what to eat every day.
所以这对夫妻啊，想不出办法要怎么解决他们的问题。
After they have thought and discussed, they do not know how to solve their problems.
没办法。
There's nothing they could do.
只有一个办法。
There's only one way.
自杀。
Commit suicide.
所以他先生啊，就载着他的妻子，还有载着一条狗，就往海边。
So the husband took along with him his wife and a dog, and they were on their way to the beach.
他先生啊，就举枪啊，先将狗杀死。
And the husband rose the gun and shot the dog.
再来了，一枪啊，就把他太太击毙了。
And one shot, he shot his wife in the head.
啊，再来要杀他自己。
And he was about to shoot himself.
手都发抖啊。
Of course, he was shivering.
这打不准，砰，哎，大概只有擦过这个头壳。
I guess he was shivering too hard. He missed his head.
但是他还是晕倒了。
So he passed out.
啊，结果呢，被人发现。
And later on, they were discovered.
赶快把他送到医院里去。
He was rushed to the ER.
结果经过警方的调查
，After some investigations by the police,
才知道这个故事。
They found out about the story behind.
你看多可怜。
Now look at how pitiful it is.
无路可走啊。
They have nowhere to turn.
他们没有希望。
They have no hope.
他们不认识耶稣了。
Because they don't know Jesus.
就是他们认识耶稣的话，认识神的话，就不会这样子的。
If they were to come and know Jesus, they would not have done the same.
神的话救了多少人呢
？Look at how many words have Jesus saved.
我们教会有很多弟兄啊。生病。
Now we have many brothers and sisters who are ill, who are cancer patients.
哇，听到这个癌的话，很多人都很害怕啊。
Now many of us will be afraid as soon as we hear cancer.
大家都怕，这是很自然现象啊。
It's very natural to be afraid of cancer virus.
怕要怎么办
？So what do you do if you're afraid?
那个弟兄啊，就读圣经啊。
This brother of ours, he read the Bible.
啊，读到诗篇那边记载。
One time he read about Psalm.
神不会让你中年去世。
God will not let you pass away in your middle age.
神要救活你，要让你传扬他的作为。
He will deliver you so you can proclaim his wonders.
他就凭着这句话。
He held on to such verse.
他就产生信心了。
And his hope was generated.
他就不怕了。
So he was not afraid anymore.
他相信神不会让我中年就去死了。
He believed that the Lord will not take away my life at this point.
神要医治我的疾病。
He will heal my disease.
以后呢，我要传扬他的作为。
And in the future to come, I will proclaim his name.
结果他真的好了。
So he was healed.
所以圣经呢的话救我很多人呢。
So the words in the Bible have saved many, many lives.
让人呢充满希望、盼望。
So humans may be filled with hope.
能够重新的把喜乐注到人的心里。
So once again, this joy was input into man's heart.
因为是神的话语。
Because all these come from the words of God.
所以诗篇的作者大卫他说。
That's why David, who is the author of Psalm,
他说我在神的话语当中啊自乐。
He says, I rejoice myself in the words of God.
他读到神的话以后呢，就觉得很喜乐。
Every time he read upon the words of God, he was extremely happy.
旁边的环境不能够影响他。
The scenario or surroundings affect does not affect him.
因为他说他在神的话语当中知道他觉得很快乐。
For he found himself rejoice in the words of God.
我相信很多人有这种体验呢。
I believe many of us today have
读到神的话以后，你觉得很甘甜。
We feel this is very sweet and happy.
你觉得很喜乐。
Whenever we read upon the words of God.
不然这本圣经也是要钱呢、啊。这本圣经，我的圣经大概三十几块钱呢、啊。
And because we all have to pay for this Bible, I think I spent about $30 on mine.
你的圣经几块钱？
啊、my Bible also costs some money too.
哎，是啊。那为什么要去买圣经
？So why do we go and buy a purchase a Bible?
花坏钱对不对
？Is it because you do not want to spend money?
圣经以后你买了以后读啊。
You buy it because you want to read it.
啊，读以后你就觉得很甘甜。
Once you read it, you'll find it very sweet.
就很多人的圣经就一直画。
That's why you see a lot of people's other people's Bible.
有红色。有红色，有绿色，有蓝色的。
You'll be highlighted in different colors.
因为他每次看到就他说，哎，这个这句很好，就把它画下来。
For every time they come across news, they will highlight it.
哇，越看越喜乐了。
The more they read it, the more joyful they become.
以后就天天看。
So they read it every day.
啊，不看不行啊。
It is something that they cannot miss.
神的话能够代表我们安慰喜乐。
The word of God should bring you this peace and comfort.
我们再请继续看啊，这个腓立比书。
Let's turn to the book of Philippians.
第一章。
Philippians chapter 1.
腓立比书第一章二十四节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 24.
腓立比书第一章二十四节。
Philippians chapter 1, verse 24.
然而我在肉身活着，为你们更是要紧的。
25.
我既然这样深信呢、啊，就知道能要住在世间呢、啊，且与你们众人同住，使你们在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。26. 叫你们在基督耶稣的欢乐啊，因我再到你们那里去，就越发加增。这边是告诉我们什么
？So what is the author trying to tell us here？
告诉我们怎么来得到喜乐。
Tells us the secret path to obtain joy.
也就是说，在所信的道上又长进又喜乐。
It says you will grow in the truth you have remained.
就保罗去访问的时候，就能够让他们喜乐。
So whenever Paul went and visited them, he brought with him joy.
而且弟兄姐妹之间的访问呢，能够带给喜乐。
For if we visit among brothers and sisters, joy will be among us as well.
因为人呢不能够独居呀。
For man cannot live alone.
假设自己一个人。关在一个房间里很痛苦啊。
Today it is actually torture or painful for you to lock yourself up in a room always.
那个监狱的人就是被关着。
That's exactly how the prison is.
啊，犯罪的人被关着，他说失去自由。
Today if you're criminals, you will lose your freedom.
啊，他说不能够做什么。
You cannot do anything according to your will.
因为我们人呐、啊、是一个合群的动物啊。
For we are animals of peace.
所以神造人也是一个合群的动物。
That's why when God created us, this is what He intended.
因此合群啊，是神造人的一个目的，神造人的本性啊，神造人就是合群的。
Therefore, one of the essence that God has bestowed upon human beings is harmony.
所以我们应该是合群，应该大家能够和睦相处的。
That's why we should all live in harmony.
尤其在主里，在灵里
，especially within the Lord,
信耶稣的人
，especially in the spirit.
因为知道道理。
Because we already know the truth.
啊，知道怎么来宽恕别人。
We all know how to forgive.
来爱别人。
And we all know how to love.
所以弟兄姐妹之间相处啊，能够很快乐。
That's why when brothers and sisters associate, we should be very joyful.
能够很喜乐。
We should be happy.
你看，我们到每个地方去访问呢。
Every time when we go to different locations to visit,
很多弟兄姐妹。
We see a lot of different brothers and sisters.
心里面都很喜乐。
Our hearts are filled with joy.
我们去啊非洲访问。
When I visited Africa.
我们人还没到，还离那个信徒的家还有点距离的时候。
Even before we arrived at the member's house, there was still some distance.
那小孩子看到我们就很高兴，就跑过来。
Now you see the children as soon as they see us, they will
跑过来要帮你提行李
，because they want to carry your luggage.
那非常高兴
，they're very happy.
每一个人都非常喜乐
，everyone is extremely joyful.
所以信徒之间的互访啊，能够带给大家喜乐。
Therefore, you see this joy circulate among the members.
就是因为信徒的互访啊，信徒之间访问。信徒的加入带给大家纷争，那是很麻烦的。
Now today, if it was the other way around, that by visiting others, you actually bring disputes, then we have a problem.
这不是神的旨意。
This is not the way of God.
神的旨意是要让大家合群。
The will of God is for us to live in harmony and peace.
因为我们是合群的动物。
For we are a harmonious group.
我们必须大家在一起。
We need to live together.
所以在一起以后呢，
喜乐要长进，要增多。
So when we are together, our joy and peace can grow together.
因为信徒要经常有交通，要沟通啊。
For members need to have associations and fellowships.
我们再请看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
第四章第四节。
Chapter 4, verse 4.
第四章第四节，你们要靠主常常喜乐。我再说啊，你们要喜乐。第五
，verse five，
当叫众人知道你们谦让的心呢、啊，主已经尽了。下面告诉我们要怎么喜乐呢
？Here talks about how can we be rejoice？
要谦让的心呢、啊，就能够喜乐。
Let your gentleness be known。
要谦卑的心呢、啊，这个人呢、啊，他心一定是很喜乐的。
Now today, if you are humble, then you will find joy in your heart.
那谦虚的心呢，就不会与人争。
Because if you're humble, you will not want to argue with others.
就宁可吃亏啊。
You will rather take the loss.
他问心无愧啊。
Because my conscience is clear.
他不用与人争就很喜乐。
I don't need to argue because I'm happy.
因为他有谦让的心。
Because I have this heart of gentleness.
因此要怎么来与人和睦，要怎么来喜乐。
So today, how can we have joy among others?
所以有个谦让的心呢。
We need to have a heart of gentleness.
旧约时代记载一个大将军呢，长胜将军叫做乃曼。
There was a mighty general recorded in the Old Testament by the name of Naaman.
他是长胜将军呢。
He was a warrior who wins after win.
可是呢，他有大麻风病。
Unfortunately, he was infected with leprosy.
很可惜啊。
Very, very misfortune.
可是人有困难的时候，也不要觉得很失望啊。
But sometimes when we have difficulties or problems, let's not lose our heart.
困难就是一个转捩点呢。
Sometimes that itself can be a turning point.
有时候我们基督徒
，especially for us as Christians，
不要怕困难。
We should not be afraid of problems.
困难就是一个转捩点。
Our hardships are a way and opportunity.
困难就是神的祝福的时候。
It's a grace of God for us to be blessed.
所以就在乎我们怎么去看那个困难本身。
The matter lies simply how you look at your problems.
你只要是看困难是一个困难
Now, ，if you look at your problems as an obstacle，
那你就是一个负面的人生啊。
Then you have a very negative point of view.
那你就活得很辛苦。
Then you will find it very tiring.
可是你只要是看那个困难，就是一个转机。
Now, if you look at this as opportunity to change,
所以圣经告诉我们
，That's why the Bible tells us,
在试炼当中，你们要大喜乐。
In great trials and tribulations, you should be rejoice.
为什么在熬炼、在困难当中，还会有什么喜乐呢
？Now, why is it that in the midst of tribulations, you can be happy?
因为你把那个看成是一个好机会啊。
Because you look at it as an opportunity to change.
那个神要磨练我们的好机会。
It is a chance for God to train us.
这个事情过了，就有很大的祝福。
Now, after this is done, you will be blessed greatly.
你会更成熟。
You will be more mature.
很好啊。
For me, it should be good.
我们要喜乐。
Therefore, we should be happy.
所以拿曼元帅他有大麻风病。
So let's go back to the story of Raymond. Naaman, he had leprosy.
他就去以色列找先知。
He went to the king of Israel seeking for help.
因为他官很大。
Because he's a great general.
是参谋总长啊。
He's a man with great power.
国防部长，国防部长啊。
He could be right next to, like for today, right next to the president.
啊，他要去以色列访问先知。
He went to the king of Israel to seek for help.
所以，当按照社上礼节啊，可能这个先知要出来迎接他。
So I think according to the custom, the prophet need to come and greet him.
他是这样有期待。
So this is his presumption.
那个先知啊，那个先知要出来迎接他。
The prophet needs to come out and greet me.
啊，结果先知没有出来迎接他。
So what happened? The prophet never showed up.
叫个仆人呢出去。
Who the one who showed up was his servant.
还告诉他要去河里面洗七次。
And told him he need to bath in the river for 7 times.
哇，这个将军啊就很生气。
Now this general was furious.
他心里面就不平安了。
He lost his peace.
没有什么喜乐。
How can he be happy?
他就很生气，气得很呢。
He was very, very mad.
我是一位大将军呢。
He said, "I am a great general."
拿到你们国家
，I come to your country.
派一个至少要国防部长出来迎接我。
Now you should at least send your ambassador out to greet me or something.
那先知也没有出来迎接我。
Now even one your prophet did not even come out.
只派一个仆人呢。
Yet you send a servant.
还拿一条锁巾要准备服侍，这拿条锁巾要出来迎接我。
Now you came out with a cloth and trying to serve me.
还去什么河里洗七次。
Not to mention that you told me to bath 7 times in a river.
他很生气。
He was extremely mad.
后来先知的仆人告诉他。
So on their way home, his servant actually told him.
他说啊，假如神告诉你一件事情的话，你要不要做？
He said, General, if God were to tell you to do something, would you have done it?
先知告诉你一件事情，你做不做？
And now the prophet tells you to do a simple thing, would you do it?
现在只是告诉你说啊，去河里洗七次。
Because all he told you,was to bath yourself 7 times in a river.
哎，经过这样一提醒
，After he was reminded,
这个将军他都醒过来呀、啊。
He realized,
哎，是对呀、啊。
It is true.
我来这边要接受医治的，应该要听他的。
I came here seeking for treatment, and I should listen.
他都谦卑下来。
So he humbled himself.
谦卑下来以后，他得到医治的。
After he humbles himself, he received treatment.
他真的到河里边来进七次。
He went to the river and bathed 7 times.
第七次上来以后，他的大毛病就好了。
On the 7th time, his leprosy went away.
他很高兴啊。
He was very happy.
很高兴，又还跟先知讲说啊，我应该送什么礼物给你啊。
Very happily, he returned and said, "What kind of gift should I give you?"
他很喜乐。
Right here, he was a man of joy.
所以有谦让的心呐，能够让我们得到医治，能够让我们得到喜乐。
So right here, we can see a heart of humbleness will lead you to joy and peace.
所以说啊，谦受益，满遭苦难。你谦卑的话，就得到益处。
So there's an old saying which means, as long as you can humble yourself,
你骄傲的话，
wait.
你就遭受损失啊。
If you're prideful and you're proud, and you will take a lot of loss.
因为你把你的耳朵已经塞满了。什么话都听不进去的。
For you have already shut closed your ears and nothing will come into you.
好像全世界只有你最大。
Seems like you are the ruler of this world.
全世界只有你的方法最好。
Seems like everyone has to listen to you.
当然这是不对的。
Of course, such concept is not right.
所以要怎么得到喜乐呢？
Therefore, how can we obtain this joy?
谦让的心呢，就能够得到喜乐。
We need to have a heart of humbleness.
我们再请继续看腓立比书第四章。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 4.
第四节。
Verse 10.
腓立比书第四章第十节
Chapter 4 verse 10
我靠主大大的喜乐因为你们思念我的心、啊、如今又发生你们向来就要思念我只是没有得机会之一
Verse 11
我并不是因缺乏说这话我无论在什么情况都可以知足这是我已经学会的十二
Verse 12
我知道怎样处卑贱也知道怎样处丰富或饱足或饥饿或有余或缺乏随时随在我都得了秘诀保罗他得到秘诀
Paul said he has obtained the secret
这个秘诀是什么
What is the secret?
就知足
It's to be content
所以他不管碰到什么情况他都能够喜乐
Therefore regardless what he was in he was in joy
就是他被关到监牢里
Even when he was imprisoned
可能隔天、啊、他被提出来就会被砍头的。
Perhaps the next day he will be executed.
但是呢，他还是很喜乐。
But he was still in joy.
为什么呢
？Why was that?
因为他学到了。
For he has learned.
他学到知足。
He learned to be content.
不管处在什么情况之下。
To be content regardless where you are.
都能够满足。
To be happy with what you have.
啊，所以说啊，知足常乐。
That's why there's a saying says, as long as you're content, you will find the pathway to joy.
能够知足的人最快乐。
Those who are content are often those who are most happy.
啊，不知足的人呢、啊，知足的相反就是贪心呢、啊。
So the opposite of content is greed.
贪心很痛苦啊。
If you're greedy all the time, you will find yourself in sorrow.
贪心很自然就产生嫉妒。
If you're greedy, then very naturally you will have jealousy.
为什么你会有，我就没有
？Why is it that you have something and I don't?
心就不平啊。
And now you have lost your peace.
所以圣经说啊。
That's why the Bible tells us.
嫉妒啊，是骨中的朽烂啊。
If you agree, it's like you have rot within your bones.
所以嫉妒就是好像我们人的瘤一样啊。
It's like a tumor that grows within you.
必须要把它除掉。
Something you and I need to remove.
不除掉的话，我们就得不到喜乐。
Without the removal of it, you will not find peace, joy.
知足常乐。
That's why we need to be content.
主所应许的在那里。
The promise of the Lord will always be there.
神的国就是公义。和平圣中的喜乐
The kingdom of God is righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit.
神造人
God has created man.
本来就是要让大家享受平安
And his whole intent was for us to receive peace,
享受喜乐
to enjoy.
可是这个社会上的罪啊，这个世界的罪啊，引诱太大了
However, we live in this world, we have so many sin and distractions.
我们人的那个本性，那个恶啊，太强了
Now, as man, we have this strongful, sinner and sinful nature in us.
把神的道理啊夺去了
，It has blocked the words of God.
心中没有神
，Now we do not have Him in us.
这样子就得不到平安，不得不到喜乐。
Without God in us, you will have no peace and joy.
但是晚上
，But tonight,
主耶稣邀请大家来到他的国度里。
The Lord has invited everyone to come to His kingdom.
享受平安喜乐
，To enjoy this peace and joy.
我们可以体验得到
，We can experience this.
别人可以体验，我们也是可以体验得到。
If others have experienced this, so can we.
我是人，你也是人。
I'm humans, and so are you.
以前的人呢、啊、也是人呢、啊、
，and all the other humans recorded in the history.
亚伯兰也是人呢、啊、
，Abraham was also one of them.
大家能够能体验
，if everyone has experienced,
只要我们愿意相信的话
，as long as we believe,
只要我们愿意按照圣经的方法去做
，as long as we do according to the Bible.
我们叫唱诗
，sing him.
我们谈到享受神的国
，I've shared with you how to enjoy the kingdom of God.
神的国。
可以在我们心。
King of God can be found in your heart.
所以我们可以享受他的。
That's why we can enjoy it.
只要我们愿意来接近。
As long as you're willing to draw close to Him.
只要我们愿意来，然后愿意按照圣经的方法。
As long as we're willing to do according to the truth in the Bible.
只要我们愿意跪下向他祷告。
If we're willing to kneel and pray,
他要赏赐给我们平安喜乐。
He will bless us with peace and joy.
我们现在祷告。
Now we're going to pray.
我们鼓励大家到前面来祷告。
I'd like to encourage all of you to come to the front to pray.
我们祷告的时候，按照我们教会的方法。
When we pray according to the Bible and the church.
我们跪下，然后眼睛闭着。
We kneel and close your eyes.
锁盒子能够专心。
We close your hand to concentrate.
我们第一句话就念。奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
We begin our prayer by saying, "In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray."
然后重复念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And you may follow by saying, "Hallelujah, praise the Lord," repeatedly.
当圣灵充满我们的时候
，When the Holy Spirit come and fill with you,
我们的舌头啊会转动。
Your tongue will roll.
我们就得到圣灵。
Then you have received.
那真是很喜乐。
You will receive with joy.
这是在非洲有个地方叫庞杜啊，加拿大有个。乡下叫庞杜。
This time I'm a ministry to Africa. There is a countryside on Pontu in Ghana.
那在祷告会的时候
，I recall doing one of the prayer sessions.
因为第一次祷告啊，很多人都是趴着祷告。
Because it was the first time for many of them to pray, so they pray putting their head on the pew.
因为他们没有地毯，也没有什么跪垫。
Because they don't have any carpet or anything like that.
所以可能跪着也是很辛苦。
So to them, it's very tiresome to kneel on the floor. So they actually lay on the ground.
天气又热。
And it was very hot.
但是我们鼓励他们。
But we encourage them.
说你这样怎么能够得到圣灵？
How can you receive the Holy Spirit like this?
所以要跪好。
You have to kneel up straight.
你上身要跪挺啊，跪得很挺直的。
Your upper body should be straight.
然后他们就真的听了。
So they actually listened.
然后有个小姐妹。
So there was a small sister, small girl.
她开始祷告的时候。
In the beginning of her prayer.
很小声的。
She prayed in a very small voice.
可是她后来她说越来越大声。
But later on, as we go on, you could see her voice started to increase in volume.
本来我们是没有震动。
Originally, her hand did not shake.
后来手就震动。
And later on, it started to shake.
后来圣灵充满。
Because she was filled by the Holy Spirit.
祷告以后就问她。
After the prayer, I asked her.
她说你有什么感觉啊
？How did you feel?
哇，她说她看到。荣光啊！
他看到主耶稣啊 ，Glorious light and Jesus in my prayer。
他都很高兴
，I'm so happy。
他还流眼泪
，I shed tears。
因为主耶稣在哭，他也哭啊。
Because Jesus was crying and I cried with him。
但他内心也非常喜乐
，And her heart was filled with joy。
所以这种喜乐是很难形容的。
So that joy itself is something that's very hard to express。
所以只要我们愿意按照圣经的方法来祷告
，Today if you're willing to pray according to the method in the Bible，
神是信实的
，God is faithful。
会听那些人祷告，也会听我们的祷告。
He has listened to other people's prayer, and he will also listen to you.
会听我的祷告，也会听你的祷告。
He has listened to my prayer, and he will listen to your prayer.
主要我们诚心诚意来向他祷告。
All he requires is sincerity.
晚上就是时候。
Tonight is the time.
不要再拖延了。
Let's not wait any longer.
我们人生有几个明天
？How many tomorrows do we have?
明天不一定是属于我们的。
Tomorrow might not belong to you and I.
以前我有一个朋友。
I had a friend before.
夏天呢，晚上在外面乘凉。
There's one summer night he was chilling outside.
躺在椅子上。
He was lying on his lawn chair.
他太太去叫他。
His wife went outside and called him.
叫不起来呀。
He did not respond.
死了。
There he took his last breath.
所以明天不一定是属于我们的。
Therefore, how do we know what will happen tomorrow?
我们今天有今天的机会。
Tomorrow we have today.
就赶快把握。
We need to grab hold onto it.
把握得到神所应许的平安跟喜乐。
We need to grab the opportunity for God to give you this peace.
神所应许永生。
His everlasting eternal life.
明天要洗礼呀。
Tomorrow have baptism.
洗礼就是要进入神永生的第一步了。
Baptism is the first step entering into the kingdom of God.
神国的第一步。
This is the first step to the kingdom of God.
我们晚上在祷告来体验。
So tonight we pray and experience.
专心祷告。
We pray with totality.
迫切祈求。
We pray with our heart.